We are living in unprecedented time. At a time of a pandemic like this, it is way too easy to get confused and to have fear about what you should be doing with your money in your accounts, especially as you're looking at the volatility in the stock market and the financial sector. This is what I would like you to take away from this. Your money is safe at the banks. The last thing you should be doing is pulling your money out of the banks now, thinking that it's going to be safer someplace else. You don't want to be walking around with large wads of cash, and you certainly don't want to be hoarding cash in your mattress. It didn't pan out well for so many people. And I will tell you this, no depositor has lost a penny of their insured deposits since 1933, when the FDIC was created. So if you're talking about having your money in a safe place, please keep it in an FDIC insured bank.
A few moments later.
We have the Fed's balance sheet for the week ending this past Wednesday, and it is up by $297 billion as a result of a couple failed banks, as a result of borrowing at the discount window. Borrowing at the discount window rose by $148.2 billion. And then this new program that the Fed launched on Sunday in order to provide par value for high-quality collateral for the banks, it rose by first-time borrowing, it's $11.9 billion was borrowed by banks from this new Fed lending facility. Half of this increase, this $297 billion, is linked to bridge loans that the Fed, when there is a bank failure, normally provides and is guaranteed by the FDIC. So,
what's he talking about there? Why all the uhs and ums from this professional media dude? Well, because there's a lot of fuckery afoot. And I thought I would explain it to everybody. I thought I could get away from this banking stuff, but there's nobody that delivers this in plain language, because as soon as you start using their jargon and their lingo, everybody gets confused, and that's deliberate. Just like the prominence of the FDIC that doesn't have a pot to piss in, you know? So they piss on your cornflakes. They convinced everybody there's this illusion that there's this big, mean, all-knowing element out there that's going to protect people. Protect their deposits, and there's no such thing. They don't have any money. They're just part of the Fed. They're part of the racket, part of the mafia, part of the syndicate. And I thought I would go back to when all of this started, because it did start quite a while ago, and surprisingly enough, all of you are going to probably vividly remember the time that this article applies to. But I've got an article here from April 4th, 2020, and this guy, I've got green on today for St. Patrick's Day, because I'm part Irish, but this Shamin Yakubu doesn't seem to be, but he writes a Shamin article, and it says, we just went from fractional reserve banking to zero reserve banking, and it's a pretty big deal. I don't think most people knew that you're not required to keep 10% of whatever assets you hold in reserve. It's a zero now. I don't know if you paid it. This is from his article. I don't know if you paid attention to what happened in March of 2020 with all the coronavirus talk, but the U.S. got rid of its reserve banking requirements during this crisis. We went from a fractional reserve banking system to a zero reserve banking system. This is historical. For most of U.S. history, our laws have required banks to hold a reserve for all of the money on their books. Banks, by law, were required to hold a minimum of 10% of their holdings in reserves so they can meet their obligations in case of an emergency. They just got rid of that requirement on March 26, 2020. So, unsurprisingly, here we are. And they've got this this bank term funding program that they just came up with, and they say that it's being authorized by the FDIC, but I think they just go around in nice suits making speeches every now and then, and the rest of the time they hide in the broom closet, because they don't actually have any authority and they don't have your back. They don't have anybody's back. I suggest that maybe this bank term funding program, it actually looks to be a bit of a scam, and I can't remember, but recently I think somebody said something about that. Damned if I can remember who it was. But it's blowing up in their face right now, and I'm not sure that this bullshit that they put out is going to work. But if it does, keep your eye on this ball, because they're going to milk it for trillions after it gets rubber stamped. So what happened in the last week that led my prediction to become true? It hasn't even been a week. Just saw an article today that kind of says it all. I'll put this and everything else in the show notes. The Fed may provide as much as $2 trillion in liquidity relief for banks after Silicon Valley Bank collapsed, J.P. Morgan says. And of course, J.P. Morgan would know because they figured out right away how to take advantage of the Fed's panic. And they headed to the discount window and borrowed a bunch of money because the Fed is now honoring the difference between what the actual cash value is of these long-term treasuries and other and bonds. And all of the big banks went belly up to the discount window and borrowed all of their losses from you. And then they lent $30 billion to the small banks because they're making a huge, huge profit on the arbitrage between the discount window and what they get from these small, desperate banks and gain control of them, thereby eventually will probably just end up owning all of them so that there won't be any challenge for the central bank digital currency that the Federal Reserve owners, who also own the big banks, are wanting to push on everybody someday soon. But before that happens, this thing is going to explode. And I'll show you one example of it in a graphic here. It's it illustrates how big a deal this is compared to 2008, because the smaller spike on the left is the 2008 financial crisis. The little spike in the middle is when they dropped a 10% fractional reserve banking, you know, the 10% reserve requirement that I talked about in the beginning of the video. And now you look at the borrowing, it's $152.85 billion. It's heading close to double what it was in 2008, and it's going to get a lot worse than that. So they borrow the money from you because that's basically who the Fed is. They're just borrowing money from you, the taxpayer, then they're lending it to the banks at higher interest rates. They're making money on the arbitrage opportunity, and they're gaining a longer-term opportunity to gain control of those smaller banks so that they won't be a pesky nuisance like Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and Silvergate, and you know, anybody and everybody and anybody that's involved in crypto, anything that could compete with central bank digital currency, all being done at cost of the taxpayers. And the JP Morgan representative thinks that, you know, it's going to be $7 trillion plus, and that's always conservative because he's telling that to the public. And all of this, like TARP, Troubled Asset Relief Program in 2008, that started out as $700 billion, turned into $7 trillion that we know about. It's going to be much bigger than that. I think this one may end up actually increasing the total American money supply by double digits percent, you know, over 10% money supply. So much for quantitative tightening. That's failed. All of the gains of quantitative tightening over the last 6 months or so have been completely lost already. And by next week, it's just going to be buried under 10 feet of bullshit that's going to be delivered to you through the media. But this is quantitative easing. Don't kid yourself. This is an increase in the money supply. And that $152 billion is absolutely nothing. The $30 billion that they allegedly gave to the smaller banks from the bigger banks, it's all your money. And it's all smoke and mirrors. It's just a small number. Because remember that that the new TARP program, the rag that they came up with last Sunday that I put up on the screen, it was supposed to be a limit of $25 billion. You remember that? Yeah, yeah. Well, this one's going to be a lot bigger than the $7 trillion from 2008. Much, much worse. And the ultimate effect is that this runaway inflation is about to get much worse, and that's going to destroy everybody's pensions, everybody's savings, all the stuff they worked so hard for. And you know, who knows what kind of disaster it's going to cause for the economy. But I didn't want to do a bunch of gloom and doom on St. Patrick's Day, but I don't have anything really good for you today, so I think I'll leave it there. But the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, we can see it now. what really changed here substantially is that in 2008, the real conversations the banks were having before they rolled out the TARP program was that people are going to fucking hang us. You know? We're going to be shot in the streets. And nobody did anything. Nobody even explained it while it was happening. Nobody knew what was going on. Now we can see through them like glass. Yeah, it's more fuckery from your friends at the Federal Reserve. Yeah, the private institution that's owned by the same people that own all the big banks that just got a free handout from you.